little dream. 312-591-8900. Yes, it's a celebration, but there are a lot of serious things we want to talk about. We want to have regular contributors to the show, people that are more up on what's going on in certain areas, and certainly Obamacare. That's something we constantly want to talk about.
We constantly have to talk about it.
Because they keep telling us it was a rollout problem, but we, that people that are paying attention, people that listen to WLS, people that stay informed, we know it wasn't a rollout problem. We know it was far beyond just getting the website up, and it's just fundamentally has been, I don't know who put it together. We can talk about that another time. But fortunately, you and I don't have to think about those kind of things, Laura. We have Stephen Tucker on the line. Stephen, are you there?
I'm here, ladies, listening to your show. I'm enjoying it very much. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
And thank you for staying up late, a little bit after 10 o'clock.
It's worth it to talk about Obamacare, right?
Oh, for sure. And it's always something going on, even though this week everything on the talking head shows is all about climate change. But we won't forget, we can talk about more than one subject at a time. They're trying to move on from Obamacare. But fortunately, people like you that make it, it's your job to stay on top about what's going on in Obamacare. What's the latest? Because every time I posted this week, every time you hear a bell ring, Obamacare gets altered. So what have they changed this week?
Well, just last week, the president used his magic fiat wand and delayed the employer mandate all the way until 2016 to get the Democrats through the midterm elections. So my clients that have over 50 full-time employees were actually elated, because when I first called them last year, after the first illegal, unconstitutional, and unilateral delay by King Obama, they were thrilled that they would not have to face the, you know, in this case, one of my clients has, she's a pediatrician, she has six different clinics, 120 full-time employees. She was facing more than $100,000 non-tax deductible excise tax starting January 1st. So she was thrilled when he delayed it. And that is precisely why he has delayed it now all the way to 2016.
It's not political, though. That's just to help the folks. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's so great, why are we delaying parts of it? I always thought they should have just rolled it out in 2010 if it was the great be-all to end-all and it's going to save all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how he can keep doing this. Why isn't anybody standing up and fighting back about it?
Well, he can do it because he is a lawless president. He doesn't follow any laws, and he does whatever he can to further his ideology. And we've seen that time and time again, whether it was passing amnesty through the DREAM Act without Congress, to all the unilateral and unconstitutional delays that he's had with Obamacare. He just keeps doing it. And the reason he's getting away with it is because we have leadership in the GOP that is not out there every day on every television show they can get, listing out all the problems and the 6.3 million policies that have been terminated. And that's a number I try to at least make clear to people, that it's not just 6.3 million people. Those are 6.3 million policies. Each of those policies insures an average of 3.3 family members. So that's actually 19 million Americans who have lost their health insurance under this president, because he lied to them and said you could keep your plan, and of course you could keep your doctor, and now we know that's not true. And they knew about this. Those cancellations were predicted in an April posting in the Federal Register, where they predicted 66% of individual plans up to that amount would be terminated.
And now they're coming out with these numbers where these enrolled and you know, the Medicaid people and like Durbin coming out and saying there's 10 million people that have enrolled into Obamacare. What is that all about?
Yeah. And he will not redact that lie. Just like his boss, right, he will not redact the 10 million number, which he just pulled out of his hat. There's no proof behind any of that. The reality is the majority of those who enrolled are Medicaid recipients, which would have enrolled with or without Obamacare.
Which I think that's all he did was look at the headlines and say, well, there's 6 million on Medicaid, 3 million that enrolled. There's 10. And he doesn't really understand it. I mean, we know he doesn't understand it.
Being enrolled in a program, they would have been enrolled anyway. How many people are actually paying for this? And that's the magic number that we all need to hear. And I don't think we'll ever get an answer to that.
Yeah, we won't. And the problem is again, failure of the website that they built, that we spent almost $1 billion on a no-bid contract that went to Michelle Obama's Princeton University friend. Off to Canada is where all that money went. Not only did they build no security into it, but they didn't build a function for you to pay your actual premium. So all of these insurance carriers now, Aetna came out just last week and said 70% of the people who signed up for their plans haven't paid their premium.
Unbelievable.
So they're actually insuring them for free for the entire month of January. Even Blue Cross here in Illinois has now delayed the ability to pay your January premium all the way to the end of February now.
So what about these risk corridors that they talk about that the taxpayers are going to have to pick up? I mean, is that what's happening? I mean, they're going to have to pay for these people because they aren't being able to pay through the system. So now the taxpayers will pick all that up and bail them out?
Yes, besides the $1 trillion that we're going to be spending in advanced premium tax credits, this is the way that the president is artificially lowering the high cost of his Obamacare-approved health insurance. You go into the exchange, and depending on your income, if you're under $46,000 as an individual, $62,000 as a couple, $78,000 as a family of three, you get a very large subsidy to artificially reduce the premium. And it's a check that's cut to the insurance company on your behalf immediately, every month. So you just pay the reduced amount. But that's what we're spending just for those subsidies. The risk corridor program is to bail out the insurance companies if the risk that they take on by insuring everyone with no prior coverage, no matter how sick they are, is too great for them to bear. So we're just going to cut them another very large check in order to subsidize the insurance company. So I always get a kick out of our friends on the left who are so angry at those evil insurance companies. When Obamacare has created an insurance cartel, an insurance monopoly, it wiped out 13 health insurance companies. And think in your mind now, who's left? We've only got five or six big carriers left in the nation that is handling the health insurance burden, and all of them have gobbled up the smaller carriers because of Obamacare. They went out of business, and now we're just going to cut them a big fat check with money we don't have.
It is so amazing that people that feel that it doesn't pertain to them, it's nothing that I should be paying attention to, and it's so sad, and that's what they're relying on, and we'll look up and we have no control. I know that they're delaying a lot of things and trying to help their candidates in the next election, but again, having people like you on talking about this, and I know we always get a great response when you're on, but let people know, I know you have a video, you information, if someone wants to just take the time and go and find out more about all the things you talk about, things that everyone needs to get familiar with the language and know exactly how this is affecting people that think it's not affecting them.
Yes, they can go to truthaboutobamacare.com, and that's where I write regularly on the law. And as you know, I've been speaking and writing about this law for 4 years. And more importantly, people need to understand that we are ending the first period of open enrollment. You can no longer buy individual health insurance, major medical coverage, whenever you want it any longer. The government dictates when you can buy any health insurance policy in the individual market. And the time period to get that is ending on March 31st. And if you buy it by that time, you'll be able to get a guaranteed issue policy on or off the exchange. You get past April 15th, and you're not going to be able to buy individual health insurance, no matter how sick you are, until the next open enrollment period, which is November 15th and lasts till 1/15 of 2015. So people who have pre-existing conditions better get educated on getting health insurance now during open enrollment. They don't have to go inside the exchange. They can get it off the exchange. Mm-hmm. But they better start looking now.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And again, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We hope that you will be a regular contributor to the show anytime something's happening. Again, every week he's changing or tweaking or delaying something, so I know we'll never run out of things to talk about.
You've been very, very informative. Thank you.
And thank you again. 312